Peoria Theater patrons, accustomed to the likes of The Music Man, which will once again grace the stage under the tent to open the 60th Cornstalk season this summer, may not be prepared for Hedwig and the Angry Inch, currently rocking the Winter Playhouse. There are superficial similarities between the two shows, with each story centered on a charismatic performer whose appearance may conceal more than it reveals. And each show is, in part, about the dreams that never really die, in spite of what unexpected turns a life may take. But there, I suppose, these similarities end. Let's get right to it. Cornstalk's production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, directed by Rachel Wooden, brings down the house, blows it up, and then brings it down again just to show that it can. An opening night audience not entirely certain at first that it knew what it was getting into was thoroughly won over by the closing curtain. John Cameron Mitchell's 1998 Hedwig, with music and lyrics by Stephen Trask, is a raucous, uncouth, riotously funny, and utterly heartfelt love poem. You know that old narrative from classic musicals. Boy meets boy, boy becomes girl, girl escapes East Germany to live in a trailer in Kansas before making it small, pun intended, in the glam rock scene. The show's comic post-Cold War, post-modern LGBT vibe might conceal the serious and genuine emotional resonance of the story, especially beneath the veneer of rock and roll, which, after all, tends to be mostly veneer. Here, though, the lyrics, the characters, the searing music, and the universality of the themes combine to raise the message above the medium. Oh, and let's not forget the performances. Keep in mind that Hedwig is essentially a rock concert, a set list of pain, betrayal, and longing. Fronting the act in the title role and filling in the story where the songs leave off is the incomparable Chip Joyce. We're hopefully beyond the point where we have to applaud a man just for putting on a drag costume and playing a partial transgendered character. But Joyce finds Hedwig's heart and inhabits her pain, avoiding a portrayal that could easily become caricature in less capable hands. Joyce also expertly sings the numbers that carry the bulk of the narrative and masters the stage patter so vital to winning the audience. The members of the Angry Inch, the onstage band backing Hedwig, include Brian Peel, Rich Ostadillo, Mickey Rivera, and Weeb Obhorst, with Jimmy LaHood doubling as musical director for the production. The band is a tight outfit that never misses a note and provides dramatic and comic support for the story. One of the most stunning portrayals of the evening is Kelly Kukin-Nels as Yitzhak, Hedwig's backup singer and source of onstage friction. It is through Yitzhak that Hedwig eventually finds some of her own humanity. Kukin-Nels is a beautiful foil for Hedwig, with a blast furnace of a voice most fittingly on display in the closing number. Also contributing to the show's success are outrageous costumes by Ingrid Peel, super glam hair and makeup by Trevor Neff, and reliably rock and roll lighting by Megan Lark. Hedwig and the Angry Inch is particularly poignant now, with the country engaged in intense and often angry debate about love and relationships and the nature of both, and with the performance weekends of Cornstalk's production so neatly straddling the most conventionally romantic holiday on the calendar. There is obviously much more to the story than appears in this review, but come to Cornstalk for an ass-kicking rock concert and find the heart of the story along the way. Hedwig and the Angry Inch continues Friday and Saturday at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park in Peoria. Information is available at 676-2196 or cornstalktheater.com.